The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. More quarterback talk, of course, but just having a little fun, trying to find something that we watch the WNBA over, and there's about 400 suggestions from people. Here's the only one that I might consider. Cody tweeted this. 3 hours of Dora the Explorer or WNBA?
Give me Dora.
Oh, I hate Dora. I really dislike Dora, especially because of her name.
A couple people have asked WNBA or the Skip Bayless show.
WNBA.
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough.
Homegrown says a religious telethon or WNBA. I find those so funny, the telethons.
Yeah.
So I would watch
it. I get
a
laugh out of that.
Yeah.
Live video gaming broadcast. I'd watch the video games for sure.
Yeah, depending. I guess
I've been high watching my friends play Mario Kart for 3 hours. No problem.
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776 is your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, whatever, put odds on it. And ooh, so he says, best last place fantasy punishment. Go to an WNBA game by yourself sober.
Oh, but the problem is if you go by yourself, no one can guarantee that you were actually there unless you have to, like, periscope the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Are you that, or I would walk the guy in.
Yeah.
And then wait outside. So about 3 hours with Trump or the WNBA? Trump? I'd love to hang out with the president for 3 hours. It'd be tremendous. We'll make America great again. Drunk Bevo, what are the odds I missed Ole Miss talk? Percent 1,000. Yeah, they're kind of first segment of the last hour. All right, you know what, let's go to the HRP listener line for Darren on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Yeah, I don't really have a what are the odds, but AJ, I got one. You definitely take the WNBA over.
Okay.
WNBA or 3 hours of reading nothing but Chris Baldwin articles.
Oh, I'd read those for sure. I can get a laugh out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thought, though. 281, what's thoughts on Lou Williams to the Rockets? It kind of happened at the end of the show yesterday, so we talked about it a little bit. And yeah, the more I look at it, I like it. It's, you know, I think that makes him a little better. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's a significant pickup. Well, let me rephrase that. I think it's a significant pickup, but I don't think it makes them significantly better. And it sacrifices a little bit of defense for a little more offense. But it gives them some more punch off the bench, which they needed. I think if they can get a big man to help with that rotation, then I'd feel a lot better about him. But I don't think, and we've said this all along, I don't think there's a move out there that gets him past the Warriors, barring serious injuries. And I don't know if this makes a difference with the Spurs.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes him any better than the Spurs. I think it's a nice move because I like it because they have him for next year too, for $7 million. I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people say, well, they give up a first round pick where they're going to be in the NBA. It's more valuable to have an early second round pick. So I'm not too worried about that. And Somebody said you'd be the only person in the stands if it was on TV for the WNBA game, so there's your proof. So, what are the odds of WNBA protest this show? Be my guest. Be my guest.
I'm protesting them.
Yeah, I think, but I think if they can add another big, that might be the difference. But see, to me, the Rockets, I need to see what they're going to be in the playoffs. Is Harden going to get to the line as much? Probably not. So are they going to be able to put up points the way they're doing it? Probably not. And, man, if they wind up playing Memphis in that first round, which right now that's who they'd play, they may not get out of the first round.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a matchup you want to see. But I could also see them getting to the conference finals and then getting whacked by the Warriors.
Yeah.
713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in on What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's try Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
What are the odds Jabril Peppers goes in the first round? Appreciate it, guys.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he'll go in the first round. I wouldn't take him in the first round, but I'm pretty sure he will.
No, to me, I'd wait for the second round. Like, to me, mid-second round should be where that guy goes, but he'll go higher than that. 281 getting philosophical on us. What are the odds if a WNBA falls in the forest, someone would hear it?
No.
I certainly wouldn't.
I wouldn't. Not my forest.
Yeah. Yeah. Any forest I'm in, there will be no WNBA. What are the odds the Texans don't pick up the fifth-year option on Clowney with only 6 sacks and a combined 52 tackles and his history of injury? Is it really worth the money?
Yeah, if he has a year even remotely close to what he did last year, yeah, you pay him.
You'll pick up the fifth-year option, and then you'll extend him in that last year, kind of like what they've done with DeAndre Hopkins. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Let's try Dan. What's up, Dan?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
All right, what are the odds that a contending team moves up to the number one spot in the upcoming 2017 NFL draft to take Myles Garrett after Texas A&M? And then the second half of the question is, who would that contending team be? I'll jump off and see what you guys have to say.
If you're asking if the Cowboys are going to get Myles Garrett, the answer is no.
No.
Is what I'm guessing. Yeah, that's want to know.
Which I've gotten that text about 20 times today and ignored it because
it's basically impossible. And it would be stupid of them.
It's very rare to see contending teams.
Because contending teams don't do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand why everyone loves Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett's very good. I would rather have Jonathan Allen than Myles Garrett.
I like Myles Garrett. I think the bust potential for Myles Garrett is pretty high.
Yeah. I feel like Jonathan Allen is a pretty safe, solid pro.
Yeah.
Because he can play inside and outside. And that's a guy who, I mean, in a four, particularly in a 4-3, I think that guy's a very versatile player. And if he doesn't work out as an edge rusher, you can still get solid, solid work from him.
Yeah, Garrett got beat up a lot, especially last year. And I wonder how he'll hold up. I think he'll be good, but I think the bust potential is there for him.
Let's try. Although I would rather take both of those guys every pick of the draft before I took Mitch Trubisky, who would.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Who might go before both of them. I don't know.
That guy, he played 1 year in college.
Yeah.
You're going to draft a guy off of 1 year in college? And, I mean, he was good, but I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about one of my new favorite websites, usracing.com, where you can bet on over 200 tracks from your computer, tablets, and your phone. They offer daily rebates with bets on horses, jockeys, and even trainers. Bets are fun, safe, secure, and new players can qualify for a $150 sign-up bonus. This site is really cool. I played today on there, and they've got all the bets I want. They got track odds. They've got everything. And the daily rebates are great because you're getting money back every bet. And they've also got all kinds of cool stuff on there, free horse racing news, the mobile horse betting. They've got quick payouts. You get paid fast. How fast? The fastest payouts of any online horse racing site. Instant deposits with Visas and MasterCards, and excellent customer support. The customer comes first at BetUS Racing. They deliver quality service to every player. Rebates up to 8%. And if you can get out there and grind it away, and you're getting 8% back, you're going to make some money. Award-winning race analysis, interviews, free handicapping tips, stories on trainers, jockeys, owners, and breeders. It's got everything you could possibly want. And go there today. It's usracing.com. Sign up. Use promo code PONY, P-O-N-Y. Get your blood rushing again at usracing.com. Or you can also give them a call at 1-844-US-RACING now to set up your account. Promo code PONY.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. What are the odds Wednesday? Squeeze in a couple more calls, and then we'll move on to some other things. But let's get Coach Cortez on. What's up, Coach?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing sports.
Awesome, awesome. Listen, guys, I was calling in because, AJ, I really trust your opinion. You are pretty accurate when it comes to analysis of players. I evaluated all of the quarterbacks in this year's combine, and I got Deshaun Kizer as the best one, hands down. But a lot of experts have Deshaun Watson in their top three, and Deshaun Watson is the fifth best quarterback on my board. Am I looking at something wrong, or is he just getting a lot of exposure, and that's why people are picking him high?
Well, I mean, he did win a national championship. He basically won that thing by himself damn near. So there's a reason why people are high on him right now. But people were higher on him going into last season than they were as the season wore on as an NFL prospect, because, you know, last year people were saying, oh, if Deshaun Watson were out, he'd go number one. But I think this year you started to see a little bit of the flaws in Deshaun Watson, who, by the way, can make a lot of the throws. He's got a decent arm. He's a great athlete. He's got good size, you know, at least height. He could probably use to eat a hamburger or something. My biggest concern with Watson is, it's the same concern I have with all these guys who come out of these systems. It's a guy who has never taken a snap from under center in his life. It's a quick read offense. He doesn't have to go through much of a progression. His field vision is pretty limited, and it worries me that this year his interceptions went way up. So I don't know if he's the fifth quarterback on my list, but you're also – I mean, I don't like Deshaun Kizer. I don't really like any of these quarterbacks in the draft as far as where they're going to go relative to what I think of them. I'd have a hard time seeing anybody get drafted. I'd say, oh, yeah, I would have gone with him here, especially in the first two, three rounds. I just don't see it.
I'm a little higher on Watson than you. And you're right. If you go back 2 years ago, a lot more
accurate. His stock was high.
A lot more accurate. He ran the ball a lot more.
Yep.
And last year he didn't, and I think they took some of those things away from him. And you know, almost every quarterback hardly takes snaps under center anymore. It's kind of hard to rule somebody out because of that, or else you're just not going to get a quarterback. Because college, that's all college football is. I thought he looked better the latter part of the season than he did early in the season. I still like him. I don't think he's a guy who's going to step in and be successful right away, though. I don't see that with any of these guys.
But I didn't think that about Dak Prescott either, and he proved me wrong.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott's also
not getting drafted by the Browns, you know,
right?
Or the 49ers.
Well, and a guy like Watson, like, I don't like Kizer at all. I don't like Trubisky at all. In Watson's case, I see some long-term upside. And by that, after the 22nd pick.
Right.
I'm not going to draft any of these guys top five. And you know at least one of them's going, maybe more.
And people talk about Pat Mahomes going in the first round.
Yeah, and he's
got some nice physical tools, but he's a project.
Third round? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Maybe even late second round. But in the first round, no. And I know the desperation for quarterback is there, but yeah. 6-7-8 said Marcus Mariota never took a snap under center in college.
And most
of these guys don't. That's the thing.
And Marcus Mariota also took a good while to actually turn into a player.
Yeah, and he's and
we started to see this year that he's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And listen, I like Marcus Mariota. I think that's a really good comparison for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But I also think that there have been a lot of guys just like Marcus Mariota who have been total busts. And just because you can compare those two guys, I mean, I could name a handful of quarterbacks who have come out and you'd have said, oh, that guy reminds me a little bit of Marcus Mariota, who have done nothing. So
the one thing, Jay says, want to know who likes Kaiser? People who never bet on Notre Dame last year.
That's probably true.
And that's the thing. I don't like guys who have no success with their teams in college. And it's pretty rare when a guy like that comes into the league and does well. You have to win some football games at that level, even if you're on a team that's not that great. And that's one of my concerns about Mahomes. His team wasn't very good. Put up numbers.
Yeah.
But they didn't win a lot. Kaiser's team didn't win a lot. Let's see. Let's try Rick. What's up, Rick?
Yes, sir.
Hey, sports, Rick.
What are the odds Wade Phillips make the Hall of Fame as a defensive coach or coordinator? I'll hang up and listen.
I couldn't even gauge it. I have no idea. I think it's hard for – I would guess it's hard for a coordinator to make the Hall of Fame, and his head coaching resume is not great.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
– my guess is probably not. I'll go 15, 10%.
I'll go 5%.
Okay.
All right, one more. William.
Big Willie.
What's up, William?
I had a question of – what are the odds someone picks up Johnny Manziel for super cheap this year? And then if no one picks him up this year and he goes to the CFL and successful there, what are the odds someone picks him up next year? I'll hang up and listen.
1%.
1% somebody picks him up this year. I'm of the opinion he needs to, assuming he's actually straightened out his life, which I don't buy for a second, he needs to go to the CFL and play for a couple of years up there and prove that not only he can still play, but that he's not going to totally melt down. And I just don't see that happening. I think there's less than a 5% chance of that. And I mean, people forget. I didn't like him as a quarterback coming out of college for the NFL.
Yeah.
None of us did. All right, we'll do one more. Sean.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Sports.
I'm going to get back to that WNBA thing. This is for AJ. Okay, I'm going to throw in a real quick curveball hypothetical just so you would give the WNBA a shot in this. So it's game 7, and you have a betting interest in this, okay? Versus Barry Warner yelling in your ear for 3 hours. Personally, I'd put a bullet in my brain before I listen to Barry.
Well, first of all, I would never in a million years have a betting interest in a WNBA game. I just wouldn't. So I'll go with Barry Warner.
So he says, Dak Prescott didn't have college success, and he was a good NFL quarterback. Actually, go back and look. What Mississippi State
Dak
did with him.
Mississippi State was pretty decent with Dak.
Yeah. So that's not correct at all.
But Dak also went at a spot in the draft that I would be okay with taking Dak Prescott. You know, I didn't say that they overdrafted him there, because that's about where you take a guy that you expect to be a long-term project. And I thought Dak Prescott was a long-term project.
Yeah.
I think that they – I don't want to say the Cowboys got lucky that Dak actually, they did. The Cowboys got extremely lucky that Dak Prescott developed as quickly as they did and that he was able to develop on the job, which obviously was not the plan that the Cowboys had when they drafted him. You know, they were looking to groom a replacement for Tony Romo after this coming season. You know, they didn't expect to have to play Dak Prescott. They got lucky that he worked out. I think drafting guys like that in the first round – long term is just, it's not a sound strategy. And just like you point at Marcus Mariota, there's a lot of guys you can point at and say, well, in this instance, it worked. Well, in Jared Goff's case, it didn't. I mean, it's just playing the odds and playing the percentages of how many times you're going to hit taking those type of players that high. If Jared Goff went in round 3 or 4, I would have never complained about it. I mean,
yeah.
You know, but when you basically give up your entire future to take Jared Goff, not wise. Not wise, because, I mean, there is no one who thought Jared Goff would be ready to go year one. No one. Just like I don't think there was anyone who thought Dak Prescott was ready to go year one. He just had to be.
Yeah.
I would bet you that whoever scouted Dak Prescott for the Cowboys told Stephen Jones or Jason Garrett or whoever he had to talk to, said, this guy could be a player for us in a couple years. It's going to be ugly at first. There's no way he said this guy could play in the NFL today. I would bet money that scout never said that to Stephen Jones or Jason Garrett, because then you're putting your job on the line for something that you know isn't true.
Yeah, yeah. And, hey, it worked out. Russell Wilson was a third-round pick who worked out, happened to land in the right spot. I think that was a big part of his success right away, too, even though I liked him coming out of college. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see GD Buss apologize to Laker fans for not getting rid of her brother sooner?
No.
I wonder why she let him hang on as long as she did, when she could have gotten rid of him a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I still, to this day, think that franchise, you know, we look at it as the Lakers and this glorious franchise. Man, that was Dr. Jerry Buss that made that franchise.
Yep.
And when he died, a lot of that died with it. And I'd like to see him good. It's fun when the Lakers are good. It's like when the Yankees are good. It's entertaining. It gives you somebody to dislike. Tell you who I dislike. People have to
thieves.
Pay. Yeah. Well, people who charge you a bunch of money for something and claim they're giving you a deal.
Yeah, that's thievery.
Yeah, because car dealers are making a profit on your loan. They mark up your rate, and sometimes 2 to 3 points. They'll come back and say, hey, we're going to make you a great deal on the price of the car, and then they mark up your rate. Well, they're just taking money out of your pocket. And if you got a car payment, don't let them do that. And we've seen the data, and just enough people aren't doing this. It's crazy. All you're doing is, it doesn't cost you anything. You're saving money by making a phone call, by going online. That's it. You can save $2,000 to $3,000 in interest you're paying on your loan. That's pure dealer profit. And they have helped the Blitzers a lot. They helped AJ. All you have to do is go to slashmypayments.com and let the great team over at Ignition Financial help you find the rate you deserve and lower your monthly payments.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm a customer. They saved me some money. They close to $500, $600 over the course of our loan, which is, you know, it's chicken scratch compared to some of the guys they've helped. They're saving some guys several hundred dollars a month, but they can help you, and if they can't, you lose nothing. Refinance your current auto loan at slashmypayments.com. It's simple. It's easy. It takes just a couple minutes to apply. Go to slashmypayments.com, enter promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and save money. Simple as that. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Thauer and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, reminder, you still have a chance to win a Bedrock City Comic Company gift card for $25 and a t-shirt. Just tweet the Jong at Degenerates975, the super villain athlete or superhero athlete from any game from the weekend all the way up till today. And just tell us what their superpower was. Jong will pick a winner. Tag Bedrock City Comics. You're tweeting to Degenerates975. Getting some good stuff on that, Jong?
Yeah, I'm trying to sift through some of these because, we got Derek Lewis for flattening the woman beater, Travis Brown.
That's true.
Yeah.
With his fist of fury. George Gotze, and his superpower is the ability to keep a job. Anthony Davis, the unibrow for a 50-point performance. And those are some of the top ones we have so far.
Okay. Can we mix things up a little bit here?
Sure.
Talk a little aliens, alien life forms.
Oh, great. All right.
No.
Is this something like you want to have sex with?
No. This is just, well, maybe. But I don't know if you saw this, but apparently they've discovered 7 Earth-sized planets that could potentially harbor life not too far away.
Okay.
It's
not too far away. It makes it sound like it's in the Golden Triangle.
No, 40 light years.
Okay, that's pretty far.
Well, it's only 235 trillion miles.
Right.
But in the grand
scheme, how long would it take us to get there?
Traveling at the speed of light, I guess it would take 40 years.
Okay.
Now, what if we're traveling?
None of us can travel at the speed of light.
Light can.
Right. Light's not going to come back and report on whether or not there are aliens there.
Well, I'm sure they'll send some kind of. They can do probes. They got science stuff they can do.
No, all that's gone away now. We don't believe in science anymore, Fred.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's a waste of money.
But this is the first time so many planets of this kind are found around the same star. It orbits a dwarf star named TRAPPIST-1. So if you're curious, they believe there's at least 3 of those planets that could potentially harbor life of the 7.
All right.
So if you want to know where all these aliens are coming from and anally probing people,
that's where they're coming from.
I'm guessing that's it. So 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. And one more thing I just want to throw in here from another sport you don't really care about. It's not really a sport thing.
You're doing that a lot today.
Yeah. Well, no, I did it a lot yesterday. I haven't really done it today. The WNBA thing kind of came up on its own. The Arizona Coyotes are probably, they're one of the worst teams in hockey.
Are they the Arizona Coyotes? I thought they were the Phoenix
Coyotes. No, they're the Arizona Coyotes.
Changed that up?
Well, because they've moved all over and they're going to wind up, God knows where they're going to wind up. They may wind up in Seattle.
Okay.
They have basically come out and said how much they hate the Wave.
Okay.
And apparently somebody tried to start one and they tweeted out, "Attention fans in 112, we don't do the Wave here." I'm for this. Their team sucks.
I'm kind of anti-Wave, too.
It's whenever people start doing it around me, and people in Houston do it a lot, it's just like, what is the point? And they'll do it in important parts of a game when you should be watching the game. I've seen that at the Astros more than anybody, I think.
Yeah.
But good for them for saying, don't do the Wave. Of course, I don't know how many fans are going to keep having as bad as they are, but at least you got that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. What do you think is going to happen with Brian Cushing?
I think Brian Cushing will play this year, and then I think Brian Cushing will be done in Houston.
Because, I hate to... So you don't really need him anymore. I think Bernhard McKinney's kind of developed into your better interior option. And, if you cut him, you got other guys you need to sign. And
I don't think they'll cut him now. I think after this year, he's probably gone. Just because from a financial standpoint, it makes more sense to wait.
It does. Although if you were to whack him now, you'd save $5.3 million on the cap. You'd have $3.997 in dead money, but you'd save $5.3 million.
And what if you cut him after this year?
If you cut him in 2018.
I mean, there's basically no penalty, right?
I'm pretty sure there's almost no penalty. That's not a huge number we're talking about, but that's also a number where you'd think about it.
It's a kind of a number that they'll probably it'll wipe out your... It'll wipe out the extra cap money that's coming your way, like the extra room under the cap.
Yeah, next year you save 8.5 and you only have 1.2 in dead money.
That's when it makes sense.
Yeah. So I just kind of...
I also like Brian for his leadership. I think that's a dude who's valuable in that locker room. Before JJ showed up, he was the unquestioned leader of that defense. And I still think even guys like JJ and we talked to Quentin and we asked him who was the vocal leader for the defense. And Quentin said it was Brian Cushing. I mean, I think that guy is an important part of the locker room.
Yeah, it's just from a...
And he's not a negative on the field. He's just not the positive he used to be.
No, he's not a playmaker anymore. He's still a pretty solid tackler. But he's not out there making, you know, forcing fumbles and causing and picking the ball off like he was early in his career and
right.
sort of being the disruptive force that he was. I don't know that he's a net negative.
No, he's not. He doesn't hurt the team.
Yeah. I just don't know that he's out there, you know, and maybe he has a really good year this year. Maybe he's getting far enough to remove from all those injuries. He's actually being healthy.
Yeah.
But I think that's a name you might hear. Longhorn Dimitri, how about doing the wave for 3 hours at a WNBA game? I would shoot myself. Mont said, so there's new life on other planets. Now we know where liberalism comes from. Okay.
All right. Guess we should start building an intergalactic wall just in case.
Yeah, well, we're going to build a really big wall around the planet with a door.
Yeah.
We'll have a door in that wall. But
for the good guys to come in.
Yeah,
the good aliens can come in.
Yeah.
And somehow Mexico will pay for it.
Yeah. No.
Mexico.
No, the aliens are going to pay for it. No. Yeah.
The aliens have more money than Mexicans.
Alpha Centauri is paying for this.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going to do. 713-780-3776. John sent me this story, since we're on this subject, about a dude who got kicked off a flight from Chicago to Houston. This is one of the few things that it's actually entertaining on cron.com today. I don't know if you saw this story, but apparently he was removed from a United Airlines flight bound for Houston after making multiple racist comments to a couple in front of him. According to KHOU, passengers were boarding a flight in Chicago when an unidentified man asked a Pakistani Indian couple, "That's not a bomb in your bag, is it?" After the man repeated the question, the passenger who heard the remarks left her seat and approached the flight attendants. Pakistani woman also left her seat to speak with flight attendants, informing them of other comments a man had made, including asking her Indian boyfriend where he was from and telling them all illegals and all foreigners need to leave the country.
And then they said, "You need to leave the plane."
Yeah. And shortly thereafter, the man and a young woman accompanying him were asked by United employees to gather their bleep and leave the plane.
Yeah.
And he insisted he didn't say anything and was cursing and said, "Happy flight home. I hope you stay there." And then another passenger said to the man, "Get out of here. Racists aren't welcome in America. This is not Trump's America." Well, it kind of is. Several passengers cheered as they were removed from the plane. One passenger shouted, "Goodbye, racists."
Bye. Well, bye.
Guys, don't do crap like this on an airplane. You know, if that's what you think, keep it to yourself, because they will kick you off a plane. They don't mess around with that stuff. Is that a bomb?
Yeah, that's a stupid question anyway.
Bomb jokes on airplanes.
Not good.
Never. Hey, 979 says maybe the Texans can find a quarterback on the new planet.
Probably not.
It's a thought.
Probably not, though.
Yeah.
But they can try.
What happens to Sam Cassell if we build the alien wall?
Oh, stop.
Poor
totally
Sam.
Totally uncalled for.
Exactly. Funny, though. All right. We have the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day coming up next. Dustin's saying cut Cushing. I don't know if you need to.
I mean, is your team going to be improved by saving that $3 million?
I guess it depends on what you do with it. $5 million.
Okay.
What are you going to get for $5
million? Are you going to get a player better than Brian Cushing? My thought is probably not.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm with you. One more year. All right.
If he were out there, like, if he looked like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he were clearly
but
done.
But especially with this defense, any deficiencies he has are going to be covered up. I mean, the whole unit's pretty strong. Brian Cushing's not the worst player on the defense.
No. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Has pulled itself upon me, distracting, reacting. Against my will, I stand beside my own reflection. It's haunting how I can.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the
the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. And, of course, if you don't have an iPhone or an Android, you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. I have one more giveaway for you. How about a copy of the Hacksaw Ridge DVD?
Nice.
From acclaimed director Mel Gibson.
I want to watch this movie.
I kind of do, too. It's amazing how Mel Gibson is now acclaimed again.
Oh, he's no longer...
I guess...
Let's finish the read, and then we'll...
Okay. Win a copy of Hacksaw Ridge DVD from acclaimed director Mel Gibson comes Hacksaw Ridge, starring Andrew Garfield, Sam Worthington, and Vince Vaughn. Experience the extraordinary true story of one of the greatest heroes in American history, who single-handedly saved 75 of his men during World War II's bloodiest battle and never fired a bullet. Nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Director. Own Hacksaw Ridge on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD, now from Lionsgate, caller number 15.
End read.
End of read, yes. Now you may comment.
Yeah, it's funny how he's now no longer Jew-hating drunkard Mel Gibson. He's now acclaimed.
People will forget anything in this country. Remember, he was so good in Braveheart.
That's true. And The Patriot. I like that one, too.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon 1 and 2.
Yeah. And don't forget Mad Max.
Of course. Well, Road Warrior was my favorite.
That was the best, no doubt. No doubt.
I've always said, if you're going to remake a movie, I want to see Road Warrior remade with... Yeah, I even did a post on this one time where I redid the whole cast. I think I had Christian Bale as a Road Warrior. And Michael Bay directing. Kind of badass.
I think it should just be Mel Gibson now as the Road Warrior.
No, because now...
And the Road Warrior gets pulled over by the cops, and he's drunk.
And starts spouting anti-Semitic stuff
at
him.
Yeah, that's Road Warrior Part 4. Like, Road Warrior's out partying. He's, like, you know, scavenging for gas, and then he gets pulled over. And like, hey, mate, are you licking up? I'm not licking up. I'm just fine. And then he starts ranting about his ex-wife and how she's a lousy bitch and never appreciated him. And, and then he goes on an anti-Semitic rant.
Interesting.
And then Hollywood boycotts him again. Not Mel, but the actual Road Warrior.
Right,
the Road Warrior was scavenging for gas to try to make it to post-apocalyptic Hollywood to be in a movie about the Thunderdome.
I like it. It's got potential.
Plot.
Oh, man. But, yeah, he's back to getting jobs now, so good for him, I guess.
You know, there have been movies that have been produced that were much worse than that plot right there.
Oh, way worse. I know.
Are you kidding me? There's so much crap.
Like, Jonah Hex?
Probably.
During the day, sometimes while I'm working on website stuff, I'll watch movies and I'll flip through. And you got DirecTV, so you probably have the same thing I do. You've got about 30 movie channels, basically. And there are times when there's stuff I haven't seen, and it looks interesting, and I'll watch it, and I go, what a piece of crap this was. Thank God I didn't pay for this.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I am paying for it. But, yeah, there's some crap out there. Hey, I even have something being made into a movie. That tells you the kind of crap that's out there.
That's true.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So this happened in our very own city, and it was one of the two I had yesterday, but I liked the two cops sexing each other a lot better yesterday than this one. This is not bad. Where Avant Garden in Montrose was holding a fundraiser, and there was a pair of performance artists who were about to do this bit for what's called Ice Cream Benefit Show Number 1. It was a charity event open to the public. It featured live music, face painting, vendors, raffle prizes, and performance art. Now, I'm not going to belittle performance art, but I don't have much interest in performance art. And just my humble opinion.
Yeah.
But instead of doing an improvised set of experimental music. The audience witnessed one of this group's members perform a muscle milk enema on stage.
Oh.
And the owner said, I receive a text message that my staff and I use. I see a text from one of my bartenders saying, it stinks here. What's going on? Somebody smells. Please find him. We go to look at what's going on and see he's defecating on the stage.
Oh, no.
How is that performance art?
That's just gross.
It is. And, but here's his explanation for it. And I'm not giving the name of their group because I'm not giving them any run. We have this faux bro weightlifter culture sort of thing going on that we were sort of trying to make fun of. And we started our set like a normal jam. We had gotten booked as a band, but we told them that we were doing performance art, and they said that was perfectly okay. We had this sort of piece that we'd sort of been joking around with for a while, so we decided to make it a reality. And he claims it was – he said he ran to the bathroom and went in the bathroom and threw it away in the trash, but that it was not actual poo. But I don't know. It was – a lot of people were saying it stunk. Here, the owner says he's lying. Would you like to talk to the bar back who had to go home and take a shower because he had fecal matter all over his clothes? Bartender witnessed the entire act. What is the point of putting on a performance so edgy and then denying it? Is that edgy or just stupid?
Yeah, I think it's just stupid.
Well, there you go. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. Still have an hour left to go.
That stage probably can use some cleaning.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody defecates your stage.
You know what kind of water you would need? Like, because regular water is not going to clean that up. You would need super water. And you know who's got super water? Dirt Free. And now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery, your bar. You can do it all with Dirt Free. They'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They're using powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from that patented super water, not chemicals, not soaps. And it's all healthy for you. It's good for you. Aubrey washes his face with it. I don't know why, but he does. It means it can't be bad. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
I know what to do when I'm about to poo. I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.